Good morning, this is Mark Gold, Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Monday, November 14th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 3¾ cents at 654¼, December wheat down 3 cents at 810¾, and January beans down 5½ cents at 1444½. President Biden has been talking to President Xi. Usually the Chinese will try to buy some beans before these meetings to try to foster a little goodwill. That hasn't happened here. We haven't seen any export sales announced this morning, so that may be a little bit disappointing to the market. Tomorrow's NOPA crush is expected to be pretty large, 184.5 million bushels. We'll get that tomorrow during the day. The Saudis bought 1 million metric tons of wheat. It doesn't look like the U.S. got any of that business. I haven't seen the breakdown yet. But the wheat market hasn't acted like it, so I find it hard to believe that they did. The Russians and the Ukrainians haven't gotten a deal done yet before the deadline on the 19th. Apparently, according to the Russians, the discussions have been fairly constructive. So that'll probably keep a little bit of pressure on the wheat market until Putin says something different. And if he does and says the talks are off, then obviously wheat will take another jump, which Putin will most likely sell once again. Good rains in Brazil and Argentina. Argentina is getting more rains where they need it. It looks like an absolutely monster crop in Brazil for the time being, but obviously subject to change. If you want to know what the market really thinks about Brazilian weather, take a look at a coffee chart. Coffee has gone straight down here pretty much in the last month and a half. We've gone from 135 at the end of September down to 163 here today. So obviously they think they're going to have a huge crop. Overall, we've got the dollar up 80 ticks. It's back to 107 here. I don't see that as being a major help, but the crude oil is down 130. Dow looks to open about 70 lower. So we'll have to see where we go here today. I think the market, without any Chinese information, it certainly looks like the Chinese are going to try to wait to buy beans cheaper from Brazil, but on any given day, they could buy a little bit in here. I think overall, we head into Thanksgiving next week. I think we're going to see a relatively quiet week out here, but we'll certainly be subject to these outside markets. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.